Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
And we are joined right now by Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com or just stop by. Brett, host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports every week. And how about this? Just sent out the tweet a few minutes ago, Paulie did, promoting Brett's appearance, and he got a response from one of our followers, at TimFlannery13.
Our beloved. Said,
a good man. Honored to have coached him. He's inspired many as well. High praise from Tim Flannery, Brett, for you this morning, and good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, man. How about yourself?
Well, other than I predicted that the Marlins were going to beat the Dodgers yesterday.
Ooh.
I'm doing good.
Now, predicted it. Where? In your mind? Because I do a lot of mind predictions, too. A lot of them.
I was listening to your coming into the segment. You said nobody could have predicted the Dodgers would lose last night. I predicted it.
What'd you do? Did you tell your wife? Or like, who'd you tell? Like, is it public? Was this public knowledge?
I was too busy. I had anxiety last night watching the catching in big league baseball and how it's like being a hockey goalie now. It's such a challenge to block the ball with a runner on third late in the game.
Oh, it is.
Can we get in front of the frickin' ball and quit with the framing? I'm going full in now. I want the automated strike zone. I want catchers to get back to catching and not worried about framing. So we got to get on one knee because the framing's better. And then when I piss off the umpire because I framed a couple and beat him, now he's pissed. And next time he's here, he's not going to give them to me. Let's get rid of it.
We've had multiple discussions, like we talked to Nick Hundley and we asked him, you know, about that, and it's the way that they teach it now. Look, man, I'm a little league coach and plan on being for a long time, and that's probably the extent of my coaching, Brett, but I don't know that I'm going to teach the kids that move when they're behind the dish. I think that's for more advanced, and there's obviously, you know this as well as anybody though, they don't make kind of universal changes unless they absolutely think they can steal an inch or two here or there. That's not something they're going to do. And I can understand certainly your frustration, but there was an example last night where I thought Diaz for the Padres, I thought he did a perfect job. And it spins, man. It was spinning so much, it got away from him.
But then Diaz for the Astros, he was just trying to pick. He was not trying to pick. Moving the body and blocking.
Yeah, that's right.
It's amazing. Anyway, it makes me anxious.
It makes us anxious, too, when your guy's in there trying to spin one. He needs to throw one in the dirt, and it's like, oh, God, can the guy back there block it?
In the big leagues, though, I expect that to be handled. You know, in little league and travel ball, that's part of it. You worry about it. You know, these kids, they're just growing. They're learning the game. Ball goes to the backstop all the time. The big leagues, it shouldn't happen. If it happens, it should be like, oh, my goodness, what happened? It shouldn't be a regular thing. That's all I'm saying.
Now, we were talking about this with Adam Jones a little bit earlier. You said you're ready for the automated strike zone. But I would imagine, Booney, you were one of those players as you got along in your career that you started getting the benefit of the doubts. Because as Adam pointed out, not all players have the same strike zone. Stars, generally, you know, if you're a hitter, yeah, those balls on the corners may be balls. If you're a star pitcher, yeah, you might get a little extra off the corner. You may have benefited from that a little bit during your career. You wouldn't with an automated system.
Well, I think this. The umpiring has completely changed. They've changed it to they want a universal. Back when I was coming into the game, the umpire, the great ones, they all had their own zone. There's no perfect zone. There's no robot back there with a computer. So they would establish their zone early in the game. Usually your first at bat, you had an idea. Or, you know, he's given the high strike today, or he's given an inch off the plate away. The great ones, if they were given an inch away, you were getting the benefit of the doubt in. So you knew that going in. Everybody knows the rules. Here we go. The great ones keep that strike zone. Now they want it to be universal, which I guess is better, just so you know in your brain what the actual strike zone is and call it. I don't think there's preferential treatment today in today's game. There might have been back in the day. I definitely reaped the other end of it when I was a rookie. Man, that was tough sledding for a while until you establish yourself. But the game is different. So as much as I love the old school and I'd like to stay with, no, I like the human element behind the plate. I like the question. It's driving me crazy with the white box and everybody's an expert. I got to listen to the commentators every day. Oh, that was a strike. Why? Because you saw it hit the line.
Lit the zone.
You know that line isn't even the real line anyway, which the umpires train on. But because, you know, the entertainment value is there, we all sit at home on our couch and watch it. It's incorrect. That being said, I never thought I'd say automated strike zone. I don't want it. I like to keep the game as much the way it's been for hundreds of years. But with today's game, the framing, the catcher's on one knee, ball's going to the backstop all the time because they're worried about framing. And if you get on one knee, you can frame the pitch better. I've given in, and I'm a purist, and you guys know that. I've given in to say, if we're going to be this scrupulous and we're going to be this tough on umpires and we're going to criticize them, you might as well just go to the computer strike zone and then there's no questions about it. I'd never thought I'd say that, but at this time in the sport with everything else going the way it is, I think it's inevitable and I'm going to welcome it and take the box away so I don't have to see it anymore.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I'll tell you this, man. It's we're talking to Brett Boone here on Ben and Woods this morning. Booney, I was watching a game recently, and I can't remember what it was. I don't know why they didn't have the box.
But that was beautiful.
It was jarring. I hated every second of it. I was like, I need the box. I need the box. I had to see it. Well, I like to scream at the umpire. So
right, the box is wrong.
I get
it. That's not the actual strike zone.
I get it. I need it. I need that edification to know that I'm right. And look, hardest job ever, man. I mean,
these guys are great. These umpires are
better than ever. They say
ever been.
Yep.
People don't understand. They think they all stink.
Yep.
I've talked to umpires from my generation, and there's still a few that are from my generation. But I talked to the guys that now, you know, might be in the front office, might be doing some work, you know, off the field, and they say, Booney, the umpires are as good as they've ever been, the way they track and the way they grade them. And a lot of people would probably be surprised by that, but these guys are really good. It's just the way we scrutinize them now and criticize them, man, they got a tough job.
Well, the funny thing is hitters always know. And that's what always really surprises me. I mean, yeah, every now and then you're like, bro, like Xander had one last night. I'm like, bro, that's a strike. Like, it's always been a strike. It's always going to be a strike. But 99 times out of 100, when the hitter, you know, looks back and is like, bro, come on. Like, they're right.
Well,
they are right.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem, too. Back in the day, it wasn't so scientific, okay? So I could sit there and tell Joe West, Joe, that's a freaking ball. Booney, I had it as a strike. Well, you're wrong. Now, we can argue this all day. Now, they can go, they're tracking you. So you see what I'm saying? It's science-based. So now I can argue, he can argue back, and somebody's going to be right, somebody's going to be wrong. And if you want that information, you can get it. So it's completely different than it used to be. It's not subjective anymore to, oh, he's a great hitter, he's got a great eye. Oh, he's a great umpire, he's got a great eye. No, now we can go to the actual data and find out. So it makes for a lot of, I don't know, it makes for a lot of angst. And I think, and on a serious note, no, I understand the entertainment value, but on a serious note, I think it adds a negativity to the game. Because if an umpire's around the edges and the ball isn't scraping that white line that we're watching, all you hear on the simulcast is, oh, that's not a strike. He's having a rough day. And it starts from the first pitch. Oh, that's not a strike.
True. Very true.
And I don't think that's good for the game of baseball. Just my opinion. All right.
Booney, what are your thoughts on, you know, a lot of hype on Shohei Ohtani's pursuit of the 50-50 season, home runs and stolen bases? Obviously, new rules have made stolen bases a little more accessible. I was looking at your numbers. You had a 35-16 season once, 35 homers, 16 stolen bases. It's obviously a great combination to have both power and speed at the same time, but it does feel like today's game, we're seeing more of those than ever before. Why do you see that happening?
Well, just because of the two disengagements. And a couple years ago, once again, I'm always skeptical of new things in the game of baseball. But I think, you know, I have an idea now what they were trying to encourage. Let's start running again. Let's start stealing bases again. It was kind of a lost art. And I think they hit their goal. I think they're encouraging people to steal bases. You're seeing people steal bases all the time. That being said, you go back to the Vince Colemans of the world, the Ricky Hendersons of the world. They're kind of looking, going, you're telling me you're giving me only two disengagements? They're laughing right now.
Yeah.
So, and it's the easiest it's ever been to steal a base. But that was the goal, I think, of the commissioner's office. Let's encourage playing the game this way against the umpire. I think they hit their goal. Now, I think what they're going to have to do, they're going to have to pare back those rules. You're going to have to find something where you give a little bit of a chance to the catcher and the pitcher because the rules are just stacked against them. And now you're starting to see people steal bases. That being said, Shohei Ohtani, what he's doing, creeping up on 50-50. I still think it's unbelievable, but there's also a reason it's never been done before, because the rules were the rules, and now the rules are completely different. So, yeah, the stolen base is definitely a watered-down statistic in 2024. Going forward, I hope they find a happy medium over there where they can make it still encourage stealing bases, but at the same time make it a little more fair. So, yeah, the stolen bases thing, definitely a watered-down statistic in today's game. But I'll tell you, I never used to think it was a big deal. I thought 2020, that's a big deal. Yeah, 20 homers, that's important. But 20 bags, anybody can say. You mentioned that, Ben. That one season where I stole 60, I was worn out. I felt like I stole 150 bags. And it gave me a new appreciation for stealing bases and home runs. That combination, it takes a lot out of you. If you're having a great year, and you're hitting a lot of home runs, and you're on base all the time, and you're hitting 300-plus, and then add stolen bases to that, it does take a lot out of you. The only thing Shohei's got going for him this year, where maybe it's you can say, oh, I don't feel that bad for you stealing that many bases, he's not having to pitch, yep, and he's not having to play the field. So you get a little bit of a break from the physical on a daily basis. But let's not take away from what he's doing. He's just, you know, monster, just a special player. They're talking about him pitching in the postseason. That's almost like he needs a cape. If he comes in the postseason and starts pitching and being a part of it, he's going to be the closest thing I've seen to Superman.
You know, it's funny because obviously, you know, I don't. You live through it. You know, exhausting. 16 stolen bases. That's less than one a week.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I felt like I was doing it. I remember I had base stealers on that team. Mark McLemore, Mike Cameron come to mind, Ichiro Suzuki. And if they were in front of me on the bases, let's say we're first and second, I'd be egging them on like, hey, steal third.
Oh, you get a freebie.
I get this easy back door. But after a while, they started throwing to second because they knew it was in. But probably four or five were backdoor bags that year. So really, I only probably really by myself stole 11.
It's great stuff, man.
Booney, great stuff. So next week, assuming we get a chance to talk to you, we will be down to the last couple of days of the season, clinching time.
He's coming in.
Oh, that's right.
He's coming in next week.
Paul, he told us that. You're going to be in studio next week.
I love it.
Oh, can't wait.
Sending the helicopter.
Can't wait. Yeah, we'll send the if not the helicopter, we'll send the
just the limo. Might just be the limo.
The Bentley. Yeah, the Odyssey way. That's how we do it here. As you know, Brad, Odyssey
Insider. Odyssey Insider.
As you know.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Well aware of the perks.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's where all that Granger money is going to.
That's right.
Booney, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
That's Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider calls presented by Granger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger has the right product for you. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop on by.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.